Bruce Lee faces a real dilemma. He's on the verge of stardom in the United States with a projected TV series on the horizon, but he's just achieved superstardom as a film actor here in Hong Kong. So what does he choose, the East or the West? It's the kind of problem most budding movie actors would welcome.
It's the Pierre Burton Show, the program that comes to you from the major capitals of the world. This edition comes to you from Hong Kong. And Pierre's guest is the man who taught karate, judo, and Chinese boxing to James Garner, Steve McQueen, Lee Marvin, and James Coburn. The newest Mandarin superstar, known in the West for his appearances in Batman, The Green Hornet, Ironside, and Longstreet. His name is Bruce Lee, and he doesn't even speak Mandarin. And here's Pierre.
Well, how can you play in Mandarin movies if you don't even speak Mandarin? How do you do that?
Well, first of all, I speak only Cantonese.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there is quite a difference as far as pronunciation and things like that go.
So somebody else's voice is used, right?
Definitely, you? Definitely.
You just make the words. Doesn't that sound strange when you go to the movies, especially in Hong Kong, in your own town, and you see yourself with somebody else's voice?
Well, not really, you see, because most of the Mandarin picture done here are dubbed anyway.
They're dubbed anyway?
Anyway. I mean, disregard. I mean, they shoot without sound. So it doesn't, you know, make any difference.
Your lips never quite make the right words, do they?
Well, that's where the difficulty lies, you see. I mean, in order to, because the Cantonese have a different way of saying things, you know, I mean, different from the Mandarin.
Yeah.
So I have to find, like, something similar to that that can keep a kind of a feeling going behind that. Something that matching the Mandarin do.
Like the old silent days.
Complicated.
Like the old silent days. But I gather in the movies made here, the dialogue is pretty stilted anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, see, to me, a motion picture is motion.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to keep the dialogue down to the minimum.
Did you look at many Mandarin movies before you started playing
in
the first
place? Yes.
What did you think of them when you saw them?
Quality-wise, I mean, I have to admit that it's not quite up to the standard. However, it is growing, and it is getting higher and higher and going toward that standard, that what I would term quality.
They say the secret of your success in that movie, The Big Boss, which was such a success here and rocketed you to stardom in Asia, was that you did your own fighting. As an expert in the various martial arts in China, what did you think of the fighting that you saw in the movies that you studied before you became a star?